The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, yesterday on the show, we were, of course, talking about all of these ready meals that were withdrawn from the shelves. And there's been plenty of coverage right across the station all day. We've just had a statement in from Ballymaguire Foods as well. The company has appointed a public health expert to lead their response. They say they're deeply aware that people have been impacted by consuming their freshly prepared meals. We acknowledge the concern and anxiety that this has caused and are treating it with the utmost seriousness. Since our foundation in 2008, protecting our customers has been and remains our highest priority, etc., etc., etc. We sincerely apologise for the concern this may cause. As we have stated, incidents of this nature are exceptionally rare and we are treating this with the utmost seriousness. We are acting decisively and transparently to protect public health, which is of paramount importance to us. So that's the latest on the news front. Ross Golden-Bannon is with me, a member of the Irish Food Writers Guild. Ross, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank
Are you much of a ready meal connoisseur?
I am. Well, do you know what's really interesting? Your researcher asked me that question and I automatically said no.
And then you thought about it?
And then I went to the primary source and looked at over 190 meals that are in this list that have been recalled. And I realised, actually, I probably do. And I think that's something maybe people might want to think about, that we're not just talking about meals, we're talking about sides as well. So you may not be the kind of person that buys, you know, the whole meal, but maybe you'll buy the mashed potato or the mashed this or the cauliflower that. So it includes all of them. And I also think people might be thinking it's a meat thing, and it's not. It's a food thing. So it's all food. So you might think you're safe if you're a vegetarian, but you're not. It also includes them. And it includes some very big, big brands like Happy Pear as well.
Yeah, which I was kind of surprised to see them in there. FSAI, the website, I said this yesterday, you can find the list. It's an exhaustive list. And I mean, all of the big retailers, big and small, are included on it. I mean, have they been doing a job of work as well themselves today, the individual retailers, letting people know?
Well, I would be quite concerned about their response. I mean, I counted over 190 meals and sides, which represents thousands and thousands of meals. Keep that in mind as well. And now one fatality. And let's just maybe keep in mind, just because for personal reasons the name hasn't been released, that does not reduce the impact on that family or their friends and the people around them. You know, we have one fatality. So they have had, you know, 3 days to act on this. And as of 3:45 this afternoon, Tesco's, Super Value, Centra and Aldi have nothing on the front page of their websites. The only one that does is Centra. They have a list of the recall and then you click through and they have a list of all of the products. None of the others do. I think that's significant in a very poor way. They clearly need to look again at their crisis management processes. But at the very least, they should have that up on their websites with the list of the products, because I think a lot of people out there don't twig that they might be a person who buys these ready meals and maybe they pop them in the freezer as well. Or maybe it's something they use to bulk up another meal.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, do pay careful attention. And I think I'm very surprised at very sophisticated supermarkets who are so sophisticated in so many other ways, who've had such a poor response to this. And even Centra, I would have thought they would have put up a barcode, you know, because the barcodes will give you the series of the dates and etc.
Yeah.
So then at least if you had something in your freezer, you're not inconvenienced by having to bring it back if it's not part of the lot. So I think they have been quite poor in their response, really.
The ready meal phenomenon, you know, you can understand, can't you, where it's born out of. I think we're well past the point where people buy it because they think it's better value. I think everybody realises, you're paying a bit extra for convenience. And that's what it is, isn't it? It's convenience.
Yeah, what's quite interesting, and I'm revealing my own prejudice here as well. My gut reaction was, this is maybe people on limited incomes, people who are maybe struggling a little bit and maybe are unaware that this is, you know, a false economy. But in fact, when you look through the list, you discover that it covers all strata of Irish society and all tastes, from meat and two veg to your posh sides that you saw in Italy when you're on holidays.
Sorry, you go to, and they're not on the list, so I'll give them a name check. Donnybrook Fair, they have their own in-house now, I understand, made, but ready meals, you know, ready meals.
Yes. So I think we also need to look a little bit at the labelling around that. I mean, I think that, you know, Super Value's labelling is freshly prepared by our experts, it says, and it's on the list. Now, listen, I'm sure you could argue in court that that's absolutely fine, but I would have thought that that was done in-house by them.
Yeah, I know. I think when we read that, we interpret it to be fresh in this store,
yes,
whereas
yes.
technically it means, well, when this was packaged
it
in
was
this
fresh.
Other
yeah.
plant somewhere else in the country or maybe another country, yeah, it was fresh.
Yeah. And by the way, all your food is supposed to be fresh. Like, you're hardly going to say, this is not gone off food.
Yes. You know,
so
slightly rancid food.
Yeah, slightly rancid food gone off. So I think that they... You know, it's a significant shift in Irish society as well around those the ready meals, in that we don't prepare meals like we like maybe
yes.
our parents and grandparents did. They would work out their weekly budget for the week, and then they would shop for the week, and they would work out what they're going to eat for the week. And now people tend to eat that day, like at lunchtime, they start going, "Oh, what are we going to have for dinner tonight?" Instead of, you know, what did we get and what did we organise?
Yes.
So, and look, I'm not having a go at that. I mean, certainly I've been busy and I've had to pick up stuff on the way home, but mine's usually fish and chips. But anyway, so I totally get that. But you are going to have a healthier meal. It's cooked from scratch by you. And you can be certain, if you haven't broken the cooking rules on health and safety, at least you know that you prepared it yourself and that it's healthy and you're not going to kill your family.
Yeah.
And I think one really, if you're inclined towards a very busy week, a really clever thing to do is to batch cook on a Sunday or even one evening during the week. Most recipes are for 4 or 6 people. So, you know, do the whole lot and then break it up into single portions.
Mm.
And then if you're stuck when you come home, you know, you can have those meals. It also means that you can manage people in your family who don't like certain things, and you might have several different meals at the table. I can't believe the volume of families that do that. But anyway, it happens. But
I'm not a big fan of that now.
I'm
not a big fan. I think you got to all eat the same thing.
I do tend to agree, but I know lots of families do it. So the reality is they do it. And if you have a selection of single meals, frozen, ready to go, well, that is going to help you resolve that problem a certain amount. And I would also, I would just, you know, on the Food Safety Authority, they are a really, really good institution. They have very, very clear guidelines. They're really useful and helpful. They have a whole section on cooking and reheating food. If you are nervous or concerned, do have a look there. It's really simple and easy to read. It's worth, you might be surprised at some of the information there you weren't aware of.
Somebody's after getting in touch. They own a group of convenience stores down the south, is what they say. So whether they're listening from the 6 counties or just the upper half of the country, I don't know. All ready meal sales have collapsed over the last couple of days.
Mm.
It won't only hit Ballymaguire, but the convenience store business in general. Yeah, I'd wager very few people are going in buying any
convenience
shape of ready meal.
You know, and of course, to be fair or unfair, it isn't just those multiples that I mentioned. There are other supermarkets as well, but it's smaller units. There's about 21 meals from various other smaller businesses around the country as well. So, you know, do take the time out to check and do look online. Regrettably, none of the, bar Centra, none of them have put up a list of them. And a really comprehensive list is actually on the journal.ie.
You know, the pace of life, I guess, is what a lot of people texting in will cite, you know, in terms of why they're buying ready meals. And they just say, listen, that all sounds great, but why I buy them is, yes, I know I'm probably taking a hit of a few euro every day, but I know when I walk to the fridge 3.5 minutes later, there'll be a dinner in front of me. And I'm doing it in between getting kids' homework done and putting on the wash and getting into work, or in between interviews and you're in the News Talk office, whatever it happens to be, and all you've got at your disposal is a microwave. You know, it's trying to fit the meal around everything else.
Yeah, so I think that we can't. Yeah, I don't think that we can be Nazis about it. Like, let's be fair. Maybe you can't do it every night, but why not just this weekend decide, you know what, I'm going to prep just a whole load of meals this for X number of days, and whatever I can't do, I can't do. That's fine. And, you know, then you'll get your ready meal and that's fine. OK, that's if you're still buying them. But do try. You don't have to go from 0 to 100. Just try it for 1 or 2 and then slowly build up a bit of a repertoire. And then you begin to make a changeover. And that still doesn't matter in the future if you occasionally break the rule and get a ready meal. But just to try and shift the balance a little bit the other way.
Yeah. And I guess there's certain meals as well that lend themselves well to the big batch cook. Isn't there? I mean, the stew is the obvious in. Yeah. But any type of casserole or curry or chili, you can make them in massive quantities.
And the great thing about all of them is then, you know, they can be served with a salad or a rice or pasta or whatever. So, you know, all those things are really, really, really good to make in advance, as well as soups. Of course, it's the height of summer, so maybe not the best time to be making soups. But all of those things, my big tip there would be, don't freeze a big lump of 8 portions or 4 portions. It's going to take forever to defrost.
Oh, yes. Break it up.
So break it up into single portions and then they will defrost far quicker. And it just makes life a whole lot easier for you as well, moving stuff around your freezer and stuff.
Great advice, as always. Ross, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Ross Goldman, a member of the Irish Food Writers Guild. One person wondering whether customers should be refunded by the stores or manufacturers for potentially contaminated ready meals. Interesting that this company produces so many ready meals for so many different outlets. I spoke with Tesco customer service after 4:30 p.m. and I asked them why the recall information isn't the first thing on their website. It's found right down at the bottom of the page under useful links. So there you go. It is there if you really want to go and look for it. Ross Golden Bannon, thank you so much for
thank you very much indeed.
Speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.